Sometimes people give you a message without saying it directly. Do you know what the message of the New King James footnotes really is? Hi, I'm David Daniels from Chick Publications. When I was in Bible college, I got my first New King James New Testament. This came out in 1979, and it looked like this. Let me show you something. Can you see? See here? There's no footnotes. What this told me was, we have confidence in this text. Now, in 1982, the New King James Bible came out, and of course it had footnotes. In fact, it had footnotes marked either M or NU. What that meant is this. The M meant the majority text, supposedly, and the M meant, no. You text up there, you're all wrong. What you really should say is this. And the NU text said, oh no, the scholarly Nestle's UBS critical text, which means Alexandrian, really says this. What am I, as a Bible college, Bible-believing student, going to do? Buy books! Yes! I got myself the UBS Greek New Testament with all its little notes there, and I started studying that to figure out what the text says, and then I found out I had to go to Bruce Metzger and get the textual commentary to the Greek New Testament, and boom, I'm going through and reading what the committee said. You get to learn all their votes and everything, and then that wasn't enough. As I continued in Bible college and became one of the top students there, I had to get the Reinecker's linguistic key to the Greek New Testament so I could see the real message of the Bible. And so as I continued on, I could learn from here. And then, as I started seminary, I got to get the grammatical analysis to the Greek New Testament by Zurwick and Grosvenor. On this page it says, S-I. Do you see that? S-I is Latin, because it really is. In English, it's S-J. Society of Jesus, yes. As you advance in Greek, Jesuits tell you how to read your Bible. So all these were to help me determine what the text actually said. So I quickly went from Bible believer to Bible doubter using a book that called itself the New King James. You with me? I decided to make a physical representation. I wanted you to see what this really looked like in terms of my faith. So I took the New Testament, and whenever there was a verse where the words in the text I now doubted because of that N and M, NU and M footnotes, I marked it in black. So here, take a look. Ready? Here we go. Can you see that? That's my faith going right down the tubes there. Do you see all that black marks? That's just the footnotes in the NUM text to the New King James. So they sit those there, and you go from what? Once you start questioning what God says, you go from faith in God's holy words to doubt of what they even are. In other words, yea, hath God said? Get the idea? Just like it says on my New King James, King James Parallel Bible, it says this is the perfect transition Bible. If you're thinking about moving from the classic King James to a modern translation, footnotes never lead you to faith. Footnotes only lead you to doubt. Okay, wise guy, what about the footnotes in the King James Bible? I'll tell you once, and you'll remember forever. The King James Bible was the first time 54 plus translators who actually wanted to translate the Word of God got together into one place to do the job. Well, three places, but you know what I mean. After they had gone through the text 14 plus times, they had to have some rules about what to do. What if one guy still had an objection after 14 times through every single verse of the Bible? Well, they said, we will put it in a footnote, or an end note, or a side note, or a whatever note, preceded by the word or. So if it says or, you can ignore. I trust every single word of my King James Bible. Not new, King James. The text, not the footnotes. God bless you and have a wonderful day.